All right, patient's name is Mamie, Mayme, Lambden, Lambdin, 430-30, 119, Rivermont, AL, CC, follow-up on abscess, HPI, 95-year-old female who's seen in room. She was lying quietly in bed. One of her daughters was present, and she was concerned about a boil or cyst that patient had developed toward the end of last week. A tender and palpable abscess, the right side near the labia and buttock period. Apparently, the hospice nurse had checked it and was able to express a foul-smelling pus, and for the next couple of days, it drained on its own to the point where it's difficult to palpate and not visible, period. Patient's daughter stated that she knew that her mother wasn't feeling well because she just seemed lethargic, had decreased appetite, and just chose to stay in bed, and she's usually up and about. We checked today with daughter present at her request, period. Patient had been napping but awoke when I went to examine her, and she was able to give a yes no as to whether she was in pain or uncomfortable, period. Okay, diagnoses: Lewy body dementia advanced, gait instability, uses electric wheelchair, peripheral neuropathy, recurrent UTIs, atrial fibrillation, DM2, GERD, HLD, HTN, depression, and visual deficit of left eye. Medications unchanged from 12-8 note. Allergies NKDA, diet mechanical soft, regular thin liquid, code status DNR. Hospice is Valor. Vital signs 135 over 70, 63, 97.7, 18, 98%, 147 pounds, which is a weight loss of 3 pounds. General, patient was lying quietly in bed, did awaken, made brief eye contact, and would say yes, no, and was able to let me know if she was uncomfortable or in pain, period. Musculoskeletal, patient lying quietly, bilateral lower extremities without edema, moves arms in a normal range of motion, has good neck and truncal stability in a manual wheelchair, period. And skin, the right side of near patient's labia majora and upper buttock, was able to finally palpate a small hardened area in the skin. Overlying tissue is intact, no redness or warmth noted, and patient denied any discomfort, with staff noting it as the area of drainage of a foul-smelling cream-colored drainage, period. There was no palpable loculation and no pus noted. ANP number one, abscess near the labia and buttock. The site has drained spontaneously on its own, and by exam, that doesn't appear to be any more needed to drain, and there was no discomfort to palpation, period. Okay, ANP number one, drained peri-area abscess. On 1/6, patient was given 2 grams IM of ceftriaxone, and 48 hours after the injection was started on Augmentin, 500/125 milligrams Q8 hours for 7 days, and Bactrim BID times 7 days. So no further indication for antibiotic period. Next is Lewy body dementia. She has had a recent staging with progression of dementia. Daughter present asked if the infection that she recently had would affect her cognition, and I told her that systemic infection can cause progression of the baseline disease. And she stated that she had noted that her mother was a little different now than she was before the infection, and feels that she had witnessed the disease, the dementia progression period. I told her to just treat her as normal and continue interacting with her, and that there may be some positive change once she feels good enough to get up and be about, period. Next is diabetes mellitus type 2. A1C is ordered. The last one noted was 6/2/2025, period. Patient takes Jardiance 10 milligrams QD. And then next, recurrent UTIs. We'll start Hyprex, H-I-P-R-E-X, 1 gram tablet with one tab QAM and HS. And patient has been talked to about appropriate hygiene period. 99350 and direct POA contact 25 minutes.